The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
In 1961, at just 11 years of age, Steve Lynn Morris signed a major recording contract with the Tamla Motown label. The child prodigy, or wonder child, spent 2 years in development with one of their top producers, during which time he was affectionately renamed Little Stevie Wonder. Although he was blind from birth due to a condition called retinopathy of prematurity, Little Stevie had his first number one hit record on America's Billboard chart at the age of just 13, marking the beginning of what has been an extraordinary career. Well, Little Stevie Wonder celebrates his 71st birthday in 2 days' time. That's Thursday, the 13th of May. And for today's The Lyrics, The Thing, Paul Harrington has chosen one of his classic ballads, which is Lately. Paul, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat. Yes, I thought a little something from the 80s might be nice. By the way, I will too be celebrating a birthday on Thursday, as will Johnny Logan. I always like to give him a shout out. And of course, you'll be familiar with our good friend, the artist, Googie. But I don't know what that tells you, Pat. All I know is Stevie Wonder is the only one I don't get a text from. But anyway.
You know what you have in common? You all wear leather trousers with great style.
That's true. Yeah. I'm wearing them at the moment. anyway. What an extraordinary career. And it's funny, not funny, but the fact that you mentioned, obviously Stevie has been blind. It's something I was thinking about that. It's almost something that we don't think about him as an artist. But when he was a young fella just getting going, I mean, they actually heralded him as the new Ray Charles, and they even recorded him singing lots of Ray Charles songs. But anyway, obviously he went on to have a great career. He was a real influencer. And I mean, in the real sense that he influenced the work of many among, those would be like the likes of Prince and Michael Jackson. That's in the 1980s. The Canadian rapper Drake would cite him many times as being his influence. And a guy called Frank Ocean, who I wasn't familiar with, but he's no longer in the public eye. He bowed out, apparently. But he was a songwriter as well, who had written hit songs for John Legend, Beyonce, Justin Bieber. So that's just a kind of a glimpse of Stevie's musical reach and influence. But today's song, Lately, from Stevie Wonder's hugely successful album, Hotter Than July, which I hope we get, which was described as a brilliant but a return to form album. And that was returning to the form of his huge album, Songs in the Key of Life. He had a couple of experimental flops in the meantime, but that was a phenomenal album. But as I say, Lately, it's a little lesser known, but only by comparison to mega hits like Sunshine of My Life, Superstition, Science Sealed Delivered, For Once in My Life, and all of this is a huge list. But the lyric on this song, I think, anyway, is that little bit different to his upbeat style, with a very, very personal account of the insecurity that can creep into a relationship that on the surface, it appears to be losing cohesion, I suppose. It opens up with a very uneasy line. Lately, I've had the strangest feeling with no vivid reason here to find. Or I'm not sure if it's defined, but I think it is to find. But anyway, yet the thought of losing you has been hanging around my mind. Far more frequently, you're wearing perfume. Nothing wrong with that, as the fella says, but it doesn't make any odds because this guy is feeling that he's losing his place in the relationship. And of course, later on, the slow self-destruction begins with, lately I've been staring in the mirror, very slowly picking me apart, trying to tell myself I have no reason with your heart. I mean, that's absolute killer there. But, there was something else, Pat, struck me when I had a listen again just to him singing it on the headphones one night and listened to it. And this was the powerful visualization. And when I say powerful, I say that rather than poignant, because he's got these lovely lines like, I hope my premonition misses, and all these references like the staring in the mirror, or what I really feel, my eyes won't let me hide because they always start to cry. But this is probably not rational, but maybe the fact that he is blind since birth, it just kind of added another shade, emotional shade for me anyway.
Now, he plays piano, we know that, but he also plays drums, guitar and exceptional harmonica. I mean, you can spot his style anywhere. There Must Be an Angel by Eurythmics. Stevie Wonder's harmonica solo is absolutely brilliant on that. He often plays all or most of the musical parts on his albums, and they have charged him, I suppose, with the electronification of rhythm and blues and influencing other genres, pop, soul, gospel, jazz and funk, because he was into the electronic sound.
Absolutely, big time. I mean, this guy, he was a pioneer, I suppose, and didn't let the grass grow under his feet. Always trying out new things, and as you say, like introducing synthesizers into rhythm and blues or R&B. And of course, as you said, while he'd be doing all that, he'd still be playing session harmonica. And another one that comes to mind, by the way, is Elton John's. I guess that's why they call it the blues. Another stellar solo, you know, but. As I say, he'd be playing on other artists' records as well. But such is his place in the music culture that the American Society of Composers, Authors and Publishers, that's ASCAP, they created a special award for him in 2017. And this was to celebrate and commemorate his enormous talent and contribution to music. And they called the award Key of Life Award, obviously in deference to his album Songs of the Key of Life. But I thought the real kind of recognition came in the words from, and I think it was the chairman at the time, the songwriter Paul Williams, but he said, "In the future, this award will be presented to songwriters who exemplify Wonder's legacy through their commitment to the art form he elevated through his talent, dedication, and unparalleled heart." That's pretty powerful, you know. But as I say, he's nonstop, 22 Grammys, and even through the pandemic, he's been writing. And as he says himself, so, you know, songs of our time and art reflecting life. And although he talks a lot in a lot of interviews, he talks a lot about time and the passage of time and his awareness of it. But he also maintains that songwriting can't be rushed. And I believe he's currently finishing a song that he started in 1971. So that's dedication. But he said it, something else in the Guardian as well. He was talking about his mortality. And he said that he doesn't feel time is marching. He knows it for a fact. Hence, of course, the work ethic. But he did take a little break in 1976, and this was Paul Simon actually won the Grammy for the album Still Crazy After All These Years. That was in 76, and in his acceptance speech he said, "I'd like to thank Stevie Wonder, who didn't make an album this year."
All right, well, he's prolific and he's still going strong. So Paul, in your own time, this is Stevie Wonder's Lately.
Cheers.
Lately I have had the strangest feeling, with no vivid reason here to find. Yet the thought of losing you's been hanging round my mind. Far more frequently with you say, no special place to go. But when I ask if you'll be coming back soon, you don't know, never know. Well, I'm a man of many wishes. I hope my premonition misses. But what I really feel, my eyes won't let me hide, 'cause they always start to cry. Lately I've been staring in the mirror, very slowly picking me apart. I'm trying to tell myself I have no reason with your heart. Just the other night while you were sleeping, I vaguely heard you whisper someone's name. When I ask the thoughts that you've been keeping, you just say, nothing's changed. Well, I'm a man of many wishes. I hope my premonition misses. what I really feel. My eyes won't let me hide, 'cause they always start to cry. 'Cause this time could
song, lovely version. Stevie Wonder's Lately, as sung by Paul Harrington.